Don't scare me like that. All right. Without further ado, I want to introduce you to Paris. Paris is here. He was supposed to give the talk together with George, but George could not make it. Paris is going to tell us about the 3DS, but I know that he also has knowledge of the Nintendo 64, so make sure to ask him any questions about that as well. Did I forget anything, Paris?
No, that's all, I think.
All right, then please take it away.
All right, hello everyone. Welcome to our talk on the Panda 3DS. We'll cover a variety of topics, but first I'll introduce the three names on this list. First is George. He is the creator of Panda 3DS and this presentation. Next, me, Paris. I'm a contributor in Panda 3DS. And we also have David, who helped a lot with making the presentation really pretty. You don't want to see the original version. For questions, you can ask either after the talk or on the Panda 3DS Discord server. And lastly, you can send an email. You can send an email to these two to punish them for not showing up here. So, what is Panda 3DS? Panda 3DS is a Nintendo 3DS emulator for Windows, Mac OS, Linux, and Android. Just like all emulator projects, we have several goals and aspirations, such as providing users with a pleasant experience, creating a portable code base, exploring new possibilities, researching the 3DS, expanding the Red Panda cult, aiding homebrew developers in their 3DS software, and fun, usually. Here's a peek at Panda 3DS. We have three front ends, the SDL one, the Qt one, and we also have an Android version. Let's take a look at what we're going to be discussing today. So, three topics. First, we're going to go over the hardware architecture of the 3DS. Next, we're going to talk about the 3DS software stack. That means the Horizon operating system and the user land. Finally, we're going to go over emulating the 3DS. We're going to talk about the levels of emulation, points of interest for new developers of the 3DS, etc. So this is a first glance at the 3DS hardware. Most of the action happens in this big chip named the CTR, which is where Citra's name comes from. It has three CPUs. So one is this ARM11 right here, and this is what runs all 3DS code. It also has this ARM9, which is the same model that was used in the DS and the DSi. And next is this ARM7 CPU, which is the same in the DS and DSi, and also in the Game Boy Advance. We're going to see why it has three CPUs in a second. But first, there's also the DSP, the digital signal processor for audio. And then there is the Pika 200 GPU, which